Who's going to be attending? We know on the U.S. side, it's going to be J.D. Vance, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner, so all familiar names. Reportedly, on the Iranian side, we have the Speaker of the House, Mohammad Ghalibaf, alongside the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi as well. But I should just say, you know, as a reminder, the positions and the starting points are still so far apart in terms of what the U.S. is demanding out of Iran and what Iran are saying what they would like to see in terms of translating this to a full cessation of hostilities. The U.S., for their part, are saying that there should be no nuclear enrichment. They insisting that Iran should dismantle all of their nuclear sites. They should limit their ballistic missile capabilities. And of course, this is crucial to the Lebanon discussion, stop all support for proxies. Iran, they are maintaining that they should be allowed to enrich uranium for civilian purposes. They don't want to relinquish some of their proxy presence in the region. And the final point, and this is the new point that has emerged throughout the course of the war, they are also reiterating their desire to maintain some sort of sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, clearly a non-starter there. The question is whether they're using the Strait of Hormuz as a negotiating point to get more economic concessions out of the U.S., or whether they genuinely want to set up a new protocol for the future. And I guess we don't have the answer now, but time will tell.
It's going to be an interesting weekend. A lot to watch. What happens Monday morning if the Strait of Hormuz is not open?